Yeah, we're skipping some, we're skipping around and doing things that, you know, we have decided here that are more germane to what we want you to be prepared with in analysis. Excuse me, one second. We did limit, yeah, we're going to come back to limits again. Remember I told you limits I did by mistake?
Yes.
I lost track, so we're just going to come back, but we're going to cover limits again. What?
I forgot, I have to leave at 9:15.
Why?
Because my mom told me that I have a dentist appointment, or all the dentist appointments.
Okay, next time you get people to sign the form.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, determinants and something called Cramer's rule. Cramer's rule ends up being quite popular in this section. It's actually very easy. And what we're going to do is I'm going to explain Cramer's rule and how it works. The other class, it took a few minutes to kind of follow, and then once they got it, everyone loved it. And it's easy, and it's less, it's no variables, you're dealing only with numbers. It's this stuff you see over here that I've got written, these funny giant lines and bars and numbers and stuff. But it's so easy to do, and it's very easily applied to systems bigger than 2x2s. So if you don't like matrix elimination, that's okay. You're going to be able to have another method to use along with matrix elimination. It is very easy to memorize, and it is very quick to do. I'm going to show you where it comes from, but first I need to give you a couple definitions. And these are just working definitions. You don't need to worry about memorizing them or writing them down. I just want you to understand what a determinant is. A determinant is what's called a square array. An array is just a setup of numbers. So if I have a setup of numbers that's two rows and two columns, that's a determinant. Three rows, three columns, that's a determinant because the number of rows and columns are the same. Second order is that 2x2. A third order is 3x3. And the elements are the things that go into the array, the numbers. Okay, so it's just a working definition that if I talk about a determinant, I want you to understand this thing up here, the two lines with the four numbers inside, that's a determinant, a 2x2, two rows, two columns. And the 6, the negative 9, the 1, and the 5 are all called elements. Okay, not a big deal. This is what a second order determinant looks like. This is a big deal. And believe it or not, a second-order determinant that looks like that has a value. And its value is equal to A times E minus B times D. Now look up here for a minute. I want you to see this visually. Gotta look. Ready? Diagonal down right minus diagonal down left. You want to get in that habit of going down right minus down left. We're going to use that pattern of down right minus down left over and over again, even when we do 3x3s. A little bit more elaborate, but down right minus down left. Everyone okay? So let's practice without even writing down. So don't even write this. Tell me the value of this determinant. What is it, James?
8.
Everyone get that? 9 minus 1. 8. Easy, right? How about this one? What is it? 14. 2 minus a negative 12. Everyone following that? Down right minus down left. 2 minus a negative 12. Okay? So that's easy. I know how to evaluate a determinant now. So the next question is becomes, okay, how does this apply? I'm going to go through an elimination with all variables. Do not write this down. I just want you to be able to follow it. But by looking at it in color, you're going to start to recognize where a determinant is useful. I would like you to write down this first equation if you don't have the class notes already printed out. I would like you to write down ax plus by equals c and dx plus ey equals f. All right, let's say I said to you, I want to eliminate y. What would I multiply the top equation by, and what would I multiply the bottom equation by so I could eliminate y?
E and B.
E and B, good. So if I multiply the top equation by E and the bottom equation by B, I would get that setup. Does everyone follow? Remember, you don't need to write this down. You just are to watch. Okay. Now that the BEY and the BEY are the same, I'm going to do what to the two equations?
Subtract
them, and I'll get AEX minus BDX equals CE minus BF. Does everyone follow what I just did? Okay. Now, I want to get X alone, so what am I going to have to do to get X alone? What should I probably do to the left-hand side there?
Take out the X.
And divide it out. If I divide it out, it allows me to look at that quantity AE minus BD, and that means X is equal to CE minus BF over AE minus BD. Now, that may not make any sense yet, but my first question is, does AE minus BD look familiar?
Yes.
Where could I write AE minus BD? It's a determinant. It's that determinant of ABDE. Remember, A times E minus B times D. Now, let's look at the top for a second. I don't have A times E anymore. I have C times E. So where the A used to be, I now have a C. I don't have B times D, I have B times F. So instead of B times D like I had before, I have B times F. The numerator is the determinant of CBFE over ABDE. CE minus BF over AE minus BD. Is everyone okay on that? You don't need to write it down because we're going to see this slide again. Now, if I do the same thing for Y, I would actually get this equation. I would have A, B, D, E in the bottom, but this time, because it's A times F, F goes in the place of E, and since it's C times D, C goes in the place of B. Now, don't write anything down yet. Let's look for consistencies, and then we're going to write it down. Tell me about both denominators. And they are the determinants made up of, look at the original problem, the coefficients. The denominator is the coefficients of the coefficient determinant. Now, what I want you to do is write X equals Y equals, with a little bit of room, write down those determinants in the bottom. Don't write the numerators yet, though, because I want you to discover the numerators, and then when you write them down, it makes a little bit more sense. And we already know how to evaluate ABDE. Down right minus down left. Okay, now let's look at the numerator. Look from here to here. What changed? Which column? First column or second column? First column. And the first column is the coefficients of what variable? AD, coefficients of X. What changed when I was solving for Y? The second column, B and E. B and E are actually the coefficients of? Where are C and F coming from? They're the solutions, right? So CF goes into the X column when I'm solving for X, and CF goes into the Y column when I'm solving for Y. So easy. Write down the numerators now. The solutions go into the X column when you're solving for X, and then the Y column stays the coefficients. CF, the solutions go into the Y column when you're solving for Y, and the X column stays the same. Wow. One of the easiest things for me to do is write this test. Why? Because I come up with the answers and then find equations to fit the answers. And sometimes people think that doesn't make sense. Don't you have to start with the equations? The beautiful thing is I can start with an answer and make up an equation to fit that answer. I am going to start with the answer 1, 3. And I want two equations where negative 1, 3 is a solution. Max, can you give me an equation where negative 1, 3 is going to be a solution? And this is kind of a free flow. What you do is
what do you mean?
Give me an equation where negative 1, 3 is going to be the solution. I'm over here. Look at me over here, though.
Yeah.
Okay. If x is negative 1 and y is 3,
okay,
couldn't you make up an equation where you throw in some coefficients and you let it equal some number?
Yeah.
Tell me some coefficients. Give me a coefficient for x. Give me anything you want. Okay, 2x. Do you want to add or subtract?
Subtract.
Minus. Do you want a coefficient for y, yes or no?
No?
Okay, 2x minus y. Figure out what it equals. If x is negative 1 and y is 3. You know, isn't it negative 2 minus 3?
Yeah, yeah.
And negative 2 minus 3 is negative 5?
Yeah.
You made up an equation where x, where you got that solution of x and y. All right?
Yeah.
Rachel, can you give me another equation where at, where negative 1, 3 would be a solution?
5x.
Negative 1, 3 is the solution, the xy. But to do this,
oh,
just do something to y, and then worry about what the answer is then.
Okay.
So 5x
plus
8y, good. Let's make it a little smaller, because otherwise the determinant gets real crazy. Let's make it 5x plus 3y equals? Oh, no, 3 times 3 is 9.
Oh, 9, sorry.
We changed, yep.
4.
Okay, does everyone agree now that negative 1, 3 is a solution? Making up those equations is the easy part. Now, I'd like you to try Cramer's rule. And using Cramer's rule, I want you to prove that x equals negative 1 and y equals 3. What will my denominator be in both cases? 2, negative 1, 5, 3. Good. The coefficient determinant is what it's called.
And that thing, it doesn't mean actual value, right?
Pardon me?
The line.
The lines mean it's a determinant. The value we do is down right minus down left. Now, where does negative 5, 4 go when I'm solving for x?
On the left.
On the left. What does the right column remain?
Negative
1, 3. Where does the negative 5, 4 go when I'm solving for y?
On the right.
On the right. And then what does the left?
2,
5. Beautiful. Okay, I wanted to do the setups together. I want you now to solve these, evaluate, and make sure you're getting negative 1, 3 as a solution. Bless you. I'm getting negative 1, 3. Are you guys getting negative 1, 3? Maybe not? Okay. Negative 15 minus a negative 4 is plus 4, which gives you negative 11 in this numerator. And 6 minus a negative 5 is 11. 6 minus a negative 5 is still 11, so I don't have to do the work twice. 8 minus a negative 25 is 8 plus 25, which is 33. Is it okay? You finding your mistakes? If you have a mistake, are you finding it?
I know you're supposed to do down, right, down, left, and like subtract. Is that also not just for A? You mean it's for this?
It's for any time you have a 2 by 2. The pattern is always down, right, minus down, left. Go ahead.
So are you doing, like,
like down for the x right there, and then that numerator, would you do bf minus bf?
No, no, no. Down right minus down left.
Oh.
Down right minus down left.
Okay.
I see. I don't memorize variables. I memorize directionality. Down right minus down left. Down right minus down left. Okay. All right. I'd like you to. Oop. Oh, how did I do that? Oh no. There we go. Try that equation. Look at the person near you and see if you agree. I'm getting decent numbers. Nice whole numbers. Do you like this way better? Well, but the thing, calm down. You little whiner, stop it. I'm getting 2 -3. Okay, yes, we know that are you okay? Bless you. That system answers are not always beautiful. They can be kind of funny looking. They're loved by their mother, but they are a little funny looking, okay? Now the thing is, but can you deal with it if your numerator is 7 and your denominator is 11? 7 over 11. Can you deal with it if your numerator is 21 and your denominator is -7? Or no, I don't want that, negative 11? Sure, because you're dealing with whole numbers. Now, this problem, that would be a pretty icky determinant. But what am I allowed to do as long as I do it fairly? I'm allowed to clear. I could multiply this equation by 12, this equation by 8, and I'm going to get whole number coefficients, and I can put that into the determinant, because the beauty of a determinant is you're just solving systems a different way, and you can rearrange your system at the beginning and use that to solve your equation.
Would you have to multiply the second one by 12 too?
No, because we're not eliminating. Think about this. We're just getting this up. 3x minus 4y equals 8. 8x minus 4y, I didn't mean to do that, equals 1. But you see how these are all whole numbers now, and I could put that into a determinant for Cramer's rule kind of nicely. So the idea is you're not trying to multiply by the same thing to get any coefficients to match. You're just trying to get all whole numbers. Okay? All right. What I would like you to do is, since we still have about 10 minutes, I'm going to let you start some homework.